this really gets to the heart of what the ADA is about, is why Congress passed it in 1999, or back in 1990, here, as Emerson was monitored, why Clark County, she got injured at work doing defensive tactics. She has a severe back injury.
Well, the question, what seems to be the problem with the case is that it's her settlement. Did she really get it? Do you see a conflict between the settlement agreement and the case? Or is it possible that the real deal that was the weakest argument here, maybe she ended up going through it and wanted some detail on her brief? I mean, it was a workers' comp settlement. She had no choice but to go into a petition briefing. And it was, I think, the evidence makes it clear that she never, she always wanted a new claim. She didn't want to have a new claim. But through the petition briefing process, that's something to do. And the ones, Clark County's ones, they determined that, yes, she's not able to do her own job. She has to be put in location rehab. And she really had no choice but to settle. The language in the settlement agreement, I know she didn't return it, but the agreement says it uses more accommodations, but it uses it in my opinion in the sense of rehabilitation. It does not say accommodations under the ADA. Even paying her actions before that settlement and after are completely inconsistent with her thinking that she was, that she couldn't be accommodated under the ADA. So that she saw it, so she saw it.
And why are those centers that are the lawyers in the county,
right? Well, it's what it says, that it was, it did refer to the ADA, and I totally agree that language was in there, but in terms of the rehabilitation act, and of course, that is Nevada state law, under that scheme, statutory scheme, that is not called accommodations, but it's the same principle there. You try to accommodate somebody by training them or giving them another job. So I just feel that that's a really weak point with respect to someone else she gave the right to. So does that mean also that you're brought out in my grief that you have to do? If that ruling stands, and say, my map says that when you're somebody under a rehabilitation statute in Nevada or other states all over the country, whenever they're found to fall under that law, then automatically somebody would fall under the ADA, and I think that would be a wrongdoing if somebody got injured on a workers' comp, exercised their rights under that, to go to vocational rehab settlement, and then somehow they're barred from going under the ADA. I mean, I think that would be clearly falseness, or, and also, we can look back at this privacy clause, because it's kind of state law, and it is federal law.
If you're taking the words of the law, that might be helpful to
you. Well, besides the privacy clause itself, I don't think any of the exact authority on that set of facts, but I think there is a limited case generally on this privacy clause. I just want to interrupt, but I'm going to reserve like 2 minutes for your
Issue is to what's kind of
Thank you.
you're also getting your state structure considering the students and what that is for. Is that what's but for her agreement she cannot receive for your benefits, right? So you're saying it's not her policy. It's inappropriate.
To require that.
Yes, can you ever
skip the relationship and then earlier in the proceeding that the
committee should have been agreed? Well, I think one thing I said for the brief, there was a case where the clause was whether the consideration was adequate in here. You spent $13,000. The income is worth substantially more than that. That's from money in the education also, and knowing and intelligent. I mean, if no students represented by the case, I think she's sincere. Even if she says, I mean, that she took the deposition of the case, and the counsel didn't even have that student with the ADA, that whole case had nothing to do with any of the other clause of that. Well, the ADA lawyers really wanted to know that we didn't care about the case. But she's holding the rehabilitation that we would drop the ADA. I think I'm possibly going to say that it's in trouble.
And then for that means you have some inconsistency. You have a future in the law system. They have to be very consistent in their law and trust issue. But this isn't a crime. It's an inconsistency. It's inconsistency. And she can say, well, she didn't give up. She said, you couldn't comment. And you can't comment in the interest of the court. She said, okay, yes,
it's true. Well, it's going to be eligible under the rehabilitation act. You can't have to talk to anybody.
That's what you said. And that's what you mean. And therefore, that's the
answer. So, in other words, in the rehabilitation act, if he was ever framed in any case, then the person that needs to be accommodated in that would have to be found for the rehabilitation act to even apply. Then, yes, thereon, using this reasoning that ADA would never apply because of the informed competency element, there's nothing in the rehabilitation act that your client couldn't be accommodated. So, it's it's a reason for the existence of the university.
My lawyer, Clark, can reach upon a custom company and occur physical limitations.
Thank you.
necessarily forced to go into the rehabilitation because the workers' comp claim that she couldn't be accommodated. So I just don't see how it's really valid and accounted because she was forced into it in the first place. I mean, the district court's position is even if she didn't accept the benefits, this policy going under the rehabilitation act, it's somehow, it's inconsistent with the ADA and now claiming accommodations.
So how can accommodations
be returned? I'm going to vote on that. Thank you.
She could have, I think, small step further. I mean, she's been sipping this in the living room. She could have gone to a penalty hearing. There's a process after that. But I want you to just review the new pictures in the city district court. She chose not to do the proposition to review that process in exchange for the amount of money she agreed to take. You know, the few things that we're all here to talk about, we came in here a couple years ago on a motion to dismiss, and the court said, go ahead, let her have a chance to explain her inconsistent position on the claim. So we did that. But all I'm hearing here, in any case, is that it's not her house, and I just need to do something that doesn't have that in it. And I mean, that doesn't compel me when you're involved, but it doesn't satisfy me really what the claim test requires that she have. But even the state would be true, as she would have been, but even if it's truthfulness, she can't have a good faith motion to believe the truthfulness of the statement. If she's saying, that's not what I meant to say, she must have missed something different, so that would not allow reasonable juror to find it in her favor. And the second intuitive test requires her to have a checkbox that she can do with a reasonable accommodation. So I don't know how, if we spend some time in discovery, we went through the process, we hold ourselves back here, and the case has sort of changed. We have a little bit different focus, but I think there are alternative grounds upon which you can affirm the district court's order, you can affirm it also her failure to satisfy the standards of a qualified individual because she can't find a job that she can do with a reasonable accommodation. Cases with cited cases, notably Parks case, the Wellington case that were decided in this court, in support of her position, but those cases are distinctly different. In both of those cases, the claimant, the plaintiff, could point to actual specific jobs, not a better or unfunded jobs. And there was a question about whether this position was needed and if it was actually created. It's not that they are out of them. In the Dark case, there was evidence that these positions that we have accommodated the plaintiff's disability would be held as a reasonable foreseeable future. In fact, I think they were open within a couple of months of the termination. So that's what's missing from this case, where we are here after all of the discovery is over and we're speculating about what might have happened and what might have been. And the time for speculation might have been compelling when we were here before. Most of this business is not compelling now. We have to have more than speculation here on summary judgment. And there just isn't anything more that's worth addition. There's a very small city that she already got a basis in the court confirmed that I'm going to respect her. She's solved this point. She's solved this situation. And it's what we're going to use the information as we just look at how you told her about the jobs that she will need to work.
Well, I mean, I suppose what she said is it's possible that the guy's not stipulation was very disabled enough for months, which she could have and was challenged in the court. She was on the county website that would have the chief basically. I'll make this important again. She was what she needed to know.
The two ways to read the kind of thing, and I'm just wondering if I don't think in your voice, it's just the way that it's easy to focus on.
Well, the position is taking everything on the question that I think that you're asking is yes. I think the specifics was probably prepared by her on behalf of the county, so as is blank, is the county's position. But when she submits it, it becomes her agreement. Right. So that means you're saying, okay, you have to be able to agree with it, but not in the county's claim on it. What is the agreement? What is it in regard to what I understand it is in the context in which that sentence was signed? She had spoken in a similar period of time, looking or knowing what spell it was. Finally, she was speaking words about the truth that she had identified. And therefore, it's hard to believe that when she signed it, she formed a contrary, or it's close to a contrary, it's a subject that she felt like a solid decision to make. And in her position with respect to whether or not they should be made, it's that, well, she has that
versus Kamala Harris.